Hey everybody, this is Chase Floyd, Crop Protection Specialist with the University of Missouri, stationed here in Portageville at the Delta Research Center. Today is July the 2nd, and I just wanted to get on here. We saw my first blooming cotton yesterday, and it just made me think about maybe we need to get on here and talk a little bit of plant bugs. So, you know, we've got some blooming cotton out there. We've got some that's still early squaring, late squaring. We're pretty spread out due to the, you know, random pop-up showers we had during planting. So we're a little bit more spread out on that cotton planting window. So just some things to consider, you know, like after flower, I really don't see the neonics. I mean, as the Mid-South group, we really just don't see those neonics perform, like they normally do during squaring, once we have a flower there. So we kind of want to transition from those. You know, neonics are great during squaring with those migrating populations, but then once we start have some breeding plant bugs there and some nymphal stages there, we just really don't see that performance like we had during squaring. Something to consider too, you know, I've been doing a lot of like sequential diamond studies, trying to figure out the best timing to maybe get diamond into the system, because the key there is if we can get the diamond out there and the plant bugs can hatch into the residual, we disrupt the mating cycle pretty well, and we're dealing with less plant bugs annually throughout the year. So that one disruption that we can make can really make managing plant bugs throughout the bloom, during the bloom season, a little bit easier there. So what I would say is if you're looking for a shot and you're late squaring, I'd be really comfortable with adding diamond to the tank, 6 ounces, but you are going to have an adulticide. You know, it all depends on where your stages are when you apply diamond, on how fast it will control them. The smaller they are, the faster it takes to kill them. But what we've been looking at here with one of my grad students' tests is, what if we get it out there during that adult migration prior to egg lay? That way all nymphs are hatched into it. And what we see there, the best timing that we had from our study last year is that third week of squaring to first bloom. You know, given, you know, with the heat of this week, that could be 5 days, that could be 7 days. It just depends on, you know, the variety and the situations and things like that. But if we can get that first initial shot of diamond out there before the nymphs, and they're hatched into it, we deal with a lot less plant bugs. Then we can come back in and hit another disruption later in the year during bloom, and then see some really low numbers that we're battling in terms of nymphal through that bloom season. So that's just something to consider. We looked at a few different tank mixes there, and during those square shots, you know, any of those neonics tank mix with a diamond, you're going to get the knockdown on the adults that you're looking for, and then you're going to get that residual out there, that IGR out there for the nymphs later in the year. But the fresher the residual when those plant bugs hatch, the less population you're going to deal with for the rest of the year. Moving into flower, I mean, we've got, you know, I'm really excited not only to see Syngenta's Vertento in the system as a whole, just to see how it performs on a large scale. I know we've been talking about it since I got here in 23, and now y'all are going to get your hands on it and learn about it and figure out what you like about it. But I think I'm the most excited about is we've got multiple options during bloom that are going to provide us some good control. We have Transform, we have Vertento. Like, we've got these two heavy hitters that we can use coincide in the same system, you know, budget dependent, but we can use both of those in the system and really have a lot of success. What that's going to do for us is that's going to increase our IPM. And what that's going to do is that's going to make the longevity of those products last. We've been very dependent on Transform, and Transform has been relatively good to us for, you know, a decade or more. But, you know, like we see with some of the Lambda Cy Halothrin on Rice Stink Bugs, it's just years and years and years of being the number one product. We start to see slippage over time. Now that we can mix up our system a little bit, it looks like that we may have a chance to extend the longevity of those products, which is going to be good for everybody moving forward for future growing seasons. Which y'all know all the ins and outs of most of the products that have been available. So I do want to just hit on Vertento because it is new. So Vertento, the spider mite application is 1 ounce to the acre. The plant bug application is 1.6 ounces to the acre. What I want to say for us boot heel growers, that's a real benefit for us because if we're putting out the plant bug rate, we're going to get the spider mite control with us. You know, that's probably my number one phone call during the year when we're talking about plant bug management is how bad do I need to be chasing this spray for mites? Well, with Vertento, we're not really having that issue, which is awesome. You know, that gives us, you know, just a little more time to be, you know, looking and not having to worry about mites, not having to worry about getting our GPAs on our sprayers adjusted for mite applications. And then we're not having to get into our pocketbooks for in our Caricide because we all know that those aren't cheap. So we talked about the rate, and then I'm just going to tell you if you're going to spend money on a premier product like Vertento, you do not need to go cheap on the adjuvant. I will say this, like in my trials, I typically use Helena's Dynamic. That is not a recommendation by me. That is what I had available. That is what the company had asked me to use as the adjuvant. And so I've had a lot of success with using Dynamic. Ben Thrash out of Arkansas did the adjuvant study, and what he could tell you is an oil-based adjuvant. So LI-700, Vader, Dynamic, just whatever your retailer is that you do business with, you need to ask them for an oil-based MSO or an MSO blend for the adjuvant if you're going to use Vertento. I think you're going to have a lot more success with it based on Ben's data. It really heats it up compared to that NIS. Now, no adjuvant is an opportunity for that product to fall on its face. I would say I wouldn't go without an adjuvant, but the oil bases perform a little bit better than NIS, but I wouldn't go with anything. If NIS was the only option, I would be using NIS. The good thing about that oil is I've been running it at 0.25%, not that typical 1 or 0.5 that we kind of run with herbicides. I was running it 0.25% on my tank mixes, and it looks really, really good. Benefit with that is doesn't need a lot of time to dry, not a huge rain fast. We just really needed to get dried on that plant and break into that cuticle, and then it'll start performing for us. In terms of timing, I've had a lot of calls over the past couple weeks talking about when they want to pull the trigger, when they want to use this product, when they want to see it. I would say there's two main caveats when using Vertento. One, it has an opportunity to flare some aphids there. So that's something if you are using Vertento, make sure that you're coming back and you're checking for those aphids. And then secondly, once it is applied, every new growth that comes out after that application is susceptible. So what I've been telling guys right in the boot heel is that I want to save that shot until we really start getting aggressive on our PGR. When we're really slowing that plant down, which is going to push us a little farther into bloom than most people would think, but my thought is there's like, I want the best, if I'm paying for this product, I want the best I can out of it. So I want that plant to be slowed down. I want it to slow down and where, you know, we're not stacking nodes as quickly. And then that product's going to work really, really well for us. Trying to think what else. Oh, so also expectations with the product. If you're on a twice a week check for plant bugs and you spray Vertento, that 3-day check, you really need to be paying more attention to square retention. Now, you are going to have some feeding succession there. We see that. There are going to be live bugs on the sheet. If you have ever used carbine, it is going to be very, very similar to carbine when you go back at 3 days. There will be live bugs on the sheet, and you're going to be scratching your head thinking that product doesn't work. Check your square retention, because your square retention should still be there. They are going to stop feeding, but it really doesn't come into effect until about 5 to 7 days. Now, when you come back at 7 days, you should see a significant drop off in population there. It just takes that product a little bit more time to be taken up by the insect and to kill it. But it is intoxicated. It has gotten a dose, and it's just going to take a little bit of time to kill it. And with that, you know, the longer you wait, the more beneficial it's going to be. You know, we get our spider mites late. We occasionally get stink bugs late. This product is great on plant bugs, stink bugs, and mites. So if you typically have a lot of stink bugs late in cotton, or you typically flare up some mites, the longer we can wait to pull the trigger on this product, I think the more happy you will be with the product. Because, you know, at the price point that it's set at, to be able to get it to its full potential, we need to make sure we're using it in the windows where we can get all of its benefits. So with that, you know, if you're trying Vertento for the first time, or of course you need help on a decision on plant bug application, give me a call. We will be sure to go over it and talk about it and figure out what's best for the farm there. And yeah, I'll get my number at the end. But I'm going to move on to corn. I've gotten several calls about aphids and corn. Key thing there is, if we've got green silks on that corn, we need to make an application. Because what you don't want to happen is those aphids be feeding in the top of that corn plant and that honeydew come down and land on those silks, and it's going to mess up your pollination, and you're going to have that ugly, nubby corn ear that drives everybody crazy. So timing, depending on your growth stage on the corn, is when I'm going to make that decision whether I'm going to pull the trigger or not. The good thing is, typically an ounce of Transform is going to just absolutely smoke those aphids. And especially in there in the top, and we're talking about corn where you're probably going to have to hit it with a drone or an airplane, that is easier kill for you, which is more beneficial for you as well. So really in corn, that's all I've gotten questions about. Moth traps have been really, 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 really low. I saw corn borer for the first time last week, which is shocking, and I still yet to catch any in my traps yet, but found some in some sweet corn last week. And so corn's been pretty quiet. A couple bean sprays on some salt marsh caterpillars that have gotten out of hand. You know, depending on where you are growth stage-wise on that defoliator is going to be when we make that application. There's several options to control salt marsh caterpillars, so we don't have to really break into the budget too early in case we get some late-season worms, which talked to Tyler Tolles out of Mississippi yesterday. He's caught a pretty big wave of his bollworms in his traps yesterday. So what that says to me is they're starting to make their way. I'll track them with Ben Thrash, move them on up to Glenn Studebaker, and as Glenn Studebaker starts getting peak migrations, we know we may have some worms. Typically, we really see those the most right there at the state line, especially in those later planted beans on the state line. But again, with the heat that we've had this year, it would not surprise me if they move a little more farther up north. So be scouting everything you got. Be looking for those bollworms. And if you got any questions, give me a call. My number is area code 901-493-2377. I will walk you through anything that you want questions on. If you just want to know why to use this versus that, that's what I'm here for, man. I am a servant to the Missouri grower, and I am proud to do it. I love working for y'all, and I enjoy serving y'all. It brings me a lot of joy. So with that, I hope everybody has a good, safe 4th of July weekend. Eat some ribs for me, because I'm a rib connoisseur. I'm from around the Memphis area, so you know I'm a rib snob. So anyway, if you want to bring me some, I'll be sure to sample and score them for you if you'd like. So you just run them by the Delta Center whenever you want. And you know, I'm not going to turn down some free smoked meat. So anyway, jokes aside, have a great, safe 4th, and enjoy your time with your friends and family. And happy 250th anniversary to the greatest country on earth. See ya.